coffee and donuts in St. Joseph Hall. Mass today, and also next Sunday will be our First Communion Sunday, so please pray for our first kids and their families. There was a shepherd who had two pastures on either side of a small river, and the fellow that had the water right was worried that the sheep going to the river would contaminate the water somehow. And so he forbade the shepherd from leading the sheep through the river. The shepherd didn't worry too much because he just waited till wintertime when the river froze over, and he pulled over his ice. Hey, you know what they say, they're not all winners. The point is, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. It's a time for us to reflect on the shepherd and on those who shepherd in his name, and to pray for them in particular. In the first reading, we see Peter speaking up on the day of Pentecost. And we remember what happened to Peter. At the Sea of Galilee, Jesus asked him after the resurrection, "Do you love me?" He asked him three times. And after each affirmation, he said, "Feed my lambs, feed sheep." And today, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, takes the first step as being the shepherd, not just for the whole flock, but in particular to shepherd his brothers, the rest of the apostles. And he has the responsibility to lead sheep to pasture, give them a place where they can be fed, instructed, and saved. And he reminds them, the people he's speaking to, that they must respond to the truth. He tells them what they need to do because they're upset when they doubt what's happened, that it was Jesus they crucified, who is in fact the Christ. They're worried and say, "What are we supposed to do?" And he tells them. He speaks the truth to them. Save yourself from this generation. Save yourself from unbelief, that you may live in the one who died and rose again, that you might live in a right relationship, Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And he and the rest of the apostles continued to shepherd people. They would go out and proclaim the gospel all over the world, lead others to that right relationship with God by freely preaching the gospel, even at the cost of persecution and their own martyrdom. And like Paul, they would teach and correct what was wrong understandings of what they were called to do as believers. That's what their apostles and their successors have done and continue to do. Jesus speaks of himself as a shepherd to feed and guide the sheep because they need someone to lead them. And he loves the sheep. He loves each one of the sheep. As it says, he calls each by name. He knows it's so easy for us to go astray. And he didn't give us a book with all the answers, but he gave us a church who, guided by the Holy Spirit, might interpret correctly how to respond to situations they had no concept of in Jesus' own day. And Jesus gave those shepherds his own authority, that when the bishops, with Jesus' own authority, it's not just old men deciding things off the top of their head, but they lead in Jesus' name authentically and truthfully. And we are called to believe, even though it may not be under call to listen to them and to believe. Even if the world doesn't want to believe, the world doesn't believe the values of the gospel. And as we hear it in the second reading from Peter, there's going to be conflict because the world has different values than those of the gospel. It has values about sexual morality. It has a different understanding of the sanctity of human life and doesn't even understand all that humanity is called to. But and because we live in accordance with what shepherds proclaim in Jesus' name, there's going to be suffering and ridicule. We need to understand that if we proclaim the truth, Jesus is called to be willing to stand up for what is true, even when the world doesn't hear it. The shepherd will lead us to good pastures to be fed and directed, so that we will live a different way than the way of the world, that we will live in charity, will forgive rather than strike back, that we will speak the truth even if it seems that nobody is listening, that we may know Jesus is in fact the shepherd, that he loves each of us, that he calls each of us to live in him here and now in this world, filled with eternal life also when he calls us from this world to live forever.